Well, ladies and gentlemen, it was a busy, busy weekend. And we're going to recap it all for you here on this Monday, August 5th, 2024, InfoWars War Room transmission, your election headquarters with 92 days to go. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. And I anticipate there might even be some big news before we sign off today that breaks. There might even be some developing news right now as I'm sitting at the news desk waiting for some confirmation on a couple other stories that are floating around out there. But no doubt a busy weekend that is going to require some deep analysis. Now, the stock market issue, I think, speaks for itself. When you look at the stock market today and you see the red across the board, it's the new Kamala Harris graphic, is the stock market graphic, and it's all red. Harris for president. So, yeah, there is no doubt that Kamala becoming the official nominee has resulted in a huge fallout in the stock market. But that's really just half of it, if even that. This is more about rising escalations in the Middle East, rising escalations with Ukraine and Russia, and how these things could impact trade and how these things, more importantly, could impact energy costs. Okay, and so, but then when you combine these two factors, smart people are saying, I have to get ready for the worst. So if that means liquidating my stocks or getting into more hardened assets ahead of a potential collapse, that's what you're seeing, I think, the beginnings of in the stock market today. So when you've got smart people looking at Kamala Harris as a nominee, yeah, bad for the markets. When you have smart people looking at the rising escalations in the Middle East, in Ukraine, yeah, that's bad for the market. And then when you have people realizing that this is a volatile world, yeah, that's bad for the markets. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But there is some just raw political developments today. It would appear all signs indicate it's down to Tim Walz and Josh Shapiro to get the nod for Kamala Harris as vice president. And they say the announcement is going to be tomorrow. So we've got some signs about what's going on with that. And then I've got some other political news. You know, here's the headline for today. And it's funny, smart people will get it. As soon as I said it to my producer, he got it. And he works here all day long. And so he's making sure that the shows are running and guests are lined up and, you know, the right buttons are pushed and everything. So he's not even following the news like I am. And I give him the headline and he goes, oh, what happened? Did jets arrive in Ukraine? Because today's headline is Joe Biden, something along the lines, Joe Biden declares World War III. Joe Biden claims he just started World War III in Ukraine. You see, we have a memory here. I remember that they just tried to kill Trump less than a month ago, and now they're trying to cover it up and make you forget about it. I remember that in 2022, when Joe Biden was asked about F-16s in Ukraine, he said, he laughed, he scoffed it off, and he said, why would I do that? That would be World War III. Well, guess who's celebrating the arrival of F-16s in Ukraine today? Vladimir Zelensky. Signed off by Joe Biden. So according to Joe Biden's own logic, folks, he has just started World War III. Oh, you wonder why the market's collapsing?
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High-quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of body's ultimate turmeric formula? Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
So there's all kinds of reasons why we're seeing the markets collapse. And I'm gonna discuss what the U.S. policy should be in the midst of all this chaos. And it's really a no-brainer. It's not left or right. It's really just survival instinct and pro-peace is what it would be. And so I'll get into that. And it ties in to what's going on in the U.K. now. With just total chaos. Some are calling it civil war. But what did you expect to happen when you have what is essentially a cultural invasion, a foreign invasion, no assimilation, no appreciation of country or culture, and then once you cross a certain threshold, that's what you get. That's what you get. And so there's standoffs in the streets, there's looting. It's total chaos. So you kind of see both sides of it where is this the equivalent of Black Lives Matter for white people burning and looting and destroying their own hometown? But then on the other side, what is the result? What is the decision process? When you see your cities get turned over, your cultures get turned over, but then really the Rubicon is when women are getting raped and murdered in the streets, and it's coming from these migrant groups. And then there's no legal recourse. There's no political recourse. But see, it all ties in. It all ties into the same thing of we have to make smarter foreign policy decisions. We have to make smarter domestic policy decisions. And we should have seen this coming, or rather the UK should have seen this coming. But there's a level of it that is, of course, by design. And we'll get into that. But let's talk about the headline story. Ukraine confirms F-16s have arrived in country. As Zelensky heralds new chapter in fight against Russia, a new chapter. Isn't that wonderful? How can F-16s help Ukraine fight Russia? Well, they really can't. It's not like this is an overwhelming fleet here. It's not like it's something that the Russians couldn't handle. I don't know the logic, quite frankly, from this administration. I'm not sure if it exists at this point. We do have an appearance from Joe Biden today. Folks, the guy is gone. He's gone. If he is making, I'm not sure what's better, Joe Biden making decisions or Joe Biden not making decisions. So I don't know who's making decisions, but if it's Biden, that's bad. If it's not Biden, it's bad. So it's bad either way. It would appear the only reason why the U.S. would send F-16s to Ukraine is to keep the boondoggle going, to keep the money laundering going, to keep the war going, and then, I mean, maybe to try to escalate, to try to instigate Russia? Ukraine can't fly these jets. And this fleet of jets Might be good for a skirmish, might be good for a mission, and that'll probably be it. This isn't some overwhelming force that's going to change the course of this war. This isn't some breakneck moment where now Ukraine has the upper hand. Please. So why is this World War III, according to Joe Biden? Well, it's don't ask me. You have to ask Joe Biden, because he's the one that said this in 2022. This was from March 2022, guys. Go ahead.
Look, the idea that we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews, just understand and don't kid yourself, no matter what you all say. That's called World War III. Okay? Let's get it straight here, guys.
All right, so let's get it straight. According to Joe Biden, sending F-16s to Ukraine is World War III. Well, they have just sent F-16s to Ukraine. So what do you call that? Is that World War III, Joe? Did you make that decision, Joe? Who made that decision? That's called World War III. Biden defends decision not to send jets to Ukraine. So that's just over 2 years ago. My, what a change of policy. What changed your mind? Who's going to fly the jets? Who's training people to fly the jets? What is the end goal here? Oh, no, we don't get that asked and answered. We just get Joe Biden saying it's World War III if we send F-16s to Ukraine. And then today, F-16 fighter jets land in Ukraine. And Zelensky, of course, is up there praising it, barely can see over the podium. A garden gnome who has never worn a suit or tie in his life, except when he's doing gay dance routines for Ukrainian television. Then he wears the suit and tie. But when he's the president of Ukraine during a wartime, he can't find a suit and tie. He's got a t-shirt and a hoodie. Even when he's addressing our Congress. So that's World War III, according to Joe Biden. So Joe Biden, according to his own logic, just started World War III. The media is totally silent, by the way. Nobody condemning this. Nobody asking questions. Nobody demanding a press conference. Joe Biden comes out today for a short address. Nothing gets mentioned. Nothing gets brought up. He can barely even talk. But it's World War III, according to Joe Biden. And that's just half the picture. U.S. sending reinforcements to the Middle East. U.S. sends more fighter jets and ships to the Middle East ahead of possible Iranian retaliation. So the Biden administration is escalating in Ukraine. The Biden administration is escalating in the Middle East. Meanwhile, your cost of living is going up. Basic border security doesn't exist. And the Democrats just nominated Kamala Harris, who didn't receive a single vote. But the American press sees nothing wrong with any of that. The American media, the Richter scale of this news is just not even registering to them. Not even registering. So here's Biden today as the stock market tanks. Well, maybe it's worth mentioning. Yeah, the stock market is in the red. But you know who's doing awfully well? The weapons manufacturers and contractors. Oh, yeah. Congratulations if you had stock in Lockheed Martin today. I got to say, congratulations to you. You have done well. So the entire market is red, not Lockheed Martin. I wonder what Raytheon looks like, too. Or Gunthrop Northman. You know, just the weapons manufacturers and contractors. So if you got it, but I just happen to have Lockheed Martin on my desk. Let's see what else Yeah, Lockheed doing well. Oh, no, even Northrop is down. What about Raytheon, guys? Northrop barely down compared to the rest of the market. It's really just flat. But Lockheed, whew, even Raytheon is down. That's okay. So Raytheon, so they've barely, they're basically flattening. But Lockheed over this weekend, whew, everything else tanking, Lockheed skyrocketing. And now it's flat. So the weapons manufacturers went up this last 4 days, but now they're just kind of flattening. So what does that tell you? What does that tell you? The stock market is collapsing, but not the weapons manufacturers. Not the weapons contractors. Those stocks are holding nicely. So here's Biden. He makes an appearance today. Again, he's just given up. They've just given up. And he's not running for president anymore, so I guess it's done. They don't even try to pretend like he's not just worse for the wear. So here's low-energy Biden. They don't even hop him up on the drugs anymore, folks. Trying to blame Trump for the economy today, clip one.
And now, my predecessors like to say, America is a failing nation. In my face, bless me, Father, for his sin. I mean, come on.
Why is that
failing
funny?
Nation. And by the way, did you hear he wants to see the stock market crash? Because he does not want now. We're doing well. He acknowledging by that we're doing pretty damn well economically and getting better. He wants to see the stock market crash. You know why? He doesn't want to be the next Herbert Hoover. As I told him, he's already Hoover. He's the only president to be president for 4 years and lose jobs, not gain any jobs. Come on, man. You know, some of the things he said, well, I don't get started. But look, frankly, to put it very politely, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Wow. Moving. A moving delivery. By the way, that's at the Internet Infrastructure Conference there. Guys, remember the story? The Biden administration committed some billions of dollars to internet infrastructure. They put Kamala Harris in charge of it, and not a single high-speed fiber optics Ethernet cable was laid. Not one. Bueller. Billions of dollars, zero fiber optic cables. Billions of dollars, Kamala Harris in charge, no internet. None. Hey, the media is not going to bring that up during the Joe Biden internet accessibility speech. Why would they? Joe doesn't even know where he is. And now the duty is to fluff up Kamala. Yeah, February 2023. Vice President Harris announces progress in lowering internet costs for families, funding to expand high-speed internet access. They didn't expand anything. They spent a bunch of money. Where'd the money go? Where did the money go? But yes, it's Trump's fault. Biden bureaucracy derails high-speed internet across country. Oh, darn it. Hey, it didn't stop him with the cancellation of student loan debt, which was illegal. But it's Trump's fault, guys. Trump's fault the economy is collapsing. Not Biden's fault sending military assistance into the Middle East, sending F-16s to Ukraine, allowing a coup to take place and Kamala Harris to become the nominee. None of that has to do with it. Stopping energy production. None of that has anything to do with it. It's Trump, don't you know? Trump did this. Trump. What are we going to do about that inflation? What are we going to do? So it's like they can't deny there's inflation, but then they tell you it's the greatest economy ever. Maybe Kamala has a plan, though. Kamala, what is your plan to fix inflation, clip 3?
What else are you going to do to fix this problem with inflation?
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, let's start with this. Prices have gone up. Mm-hmm. And families and individuals are dealing with the realities that bread costs more, that gas costs more.
Right.
And we have to understand what that means. That's about the cost of living going up.
Yes.
That's about having to stress and stretch limited resources.
Yeah, we get that. What's the solution?
That's about a source of stress for families that is not only economic, but is on a daily level, something that is a heavy weight to carry. So it's something
economic.
That we take very seriously. Very seriously. And we know from the history of this issue in the United States that when you see these prices go up, it has a direct impact on the quality of life for all people in our country.
Oh,
so it's a big issue, and we take it seriously. And it is a priority, therefore.
Wow. So what was the solution again? You're taking it seriously. Got you. That's the solution. You're taking it seriously. Oh, Kamala becomes the nominee and the stock market crashes? I mean, with genius like that, I don't get it. How could it? You'd think people would be so confident now that Kamala could potentially be president. You'd think people would know that the genius, the economic fortitude of one Kamala Harris, you'd think that that would be confidence to build the stock market. No, but it tanked. I just don't get it. Completely avoids the question. These people are completely out of their minds. I wonder, from my analysis, the propaganda isn't working. And yet it's prevalent. And I got another example of this. But you know, let's just see how committed they are to this. This is Nancy Pelosi on 60 Minutes over the weekend. I don't know how many bottles of wine it takes to reach this conclusion. Your guess is as good as mine. Nancy Pelosi on 60 Minutes, clip 4.
In a good place to make whatever decision, the top of his game, such a consequential president of the United States, a Mount Rushmore kind of president of the United States, want to know what comes next.
That he belongs up there on Mount Rushmore, Lincoln and Joe Biden.
But you got Teddy Roosevelt up there, and he's wonderful. I don't say take him down, but you can add Biden.
Biden on Mount Rushmore, according to Nancy Pelosi. I mean, come on. Two bottles of wine? What are we thinking here, guys? Four? And a carton of ice cream? But imagine Leslie Stahl up there, who sits there and will harangue Donald Trump when he says that they spied on him, and barely even bats an eye when Kamala Harris says Joe Biden belongs on Mount Rushmore. But think about what she says at the end of it. She says, well, y'all, Teddy Roosevelt is up there. Well, what does she admit? So what's her point? Is that because he was a Democrat and Lincoln was a Republican? So she's like, hey, you know, there's already a Democrat, so a Democrat can be up there. Yeah, Lincoln was a Republican. What is even her point with that? I don't know. Do you think Leslie got to partake in some of the wine beforehand? These are not serious people. So I'm wondering, how does this propaganda affect the American people? And I've got some other examples of this as well. But here's a real-world example. And again, I've talked about this before, and so don't be mad at me. But I have been tuning into the Olympics passively. I've had it on my screens at home, and I get it if you boycott it. I'm in the media. I'm here to report the news, so I'm watching it for news perspectives. And so Kamala, the Harris campaign, has been running ads during the Olympics. They're running about every hour on the hour. And the ad, and this is where it gets crazy. You would think that Kamala's opponent, Donald Trump, is the incumbent. You would think that she's running against the current administration. Because in this ad, she claims that there's a bad economy that she's trying to fix. She claims that there's open borders that she's trying to fix. She claims that there's people don't trust in public safety that she's going to fix. And I'm just sitting there And I'm like, what? You're in charge. You're running against yourself. The economic problems, you caused them. The education problems, you caused them. The safety and security problems, you caused them. The open border, you caused it. But really the one that I think sticks out is how they're running these ads and she's saying how she's fighting for a better economy. The economy's in a bad place, but she's going to fix it. And I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe people catch on that she's basically running against herself in this phenomenon of an ad. Or are the American people going to be offended by that as they should be? That should be offensive to the American people. Because I hear that and I think, well, wait a second. I'm still paying more for gas. I'm still paying more for energy costs. I'm still paying more on the grocery bill. And that's just, you don't have to be into politics or news to understand that. Border, education, safety, you know, maybe these are a little more wonky. But I mean, money, it's the economy, stupid. Everybody sees their grocery bill. Everybody sees the price at the pump. Everybody sees their energy bill. That's not political. That's the real world. So I'm curious, Americans seeing this ad from Kamala Harris saying, oh, the economy's in bad shape, I'm going to fix it. Like, are they offended that the Harris campaign thinks you're stupid? That, oh, you don't realize she's the one in the White House? Like, she's running against herself here? She's running against the problems that she caused? That should offend the average American. But I'm watching this, and then there's another thing that's worth mentioning. Have not seen a single Trump ad. And I just don't get that. I just do not get that at all. What is the RNC doing? What is the GOP doing? How are you not running ads during the Olympics? How are you letting the Harris campaign control the narrative and the political ad space during the Olympics? There is no excuse for that. I don't care what excuse you're coming up with in your head right now. I don't care what strategy decision you think is being made in this. Big F. Big, fat, stinking F. It doesn't even have to be a pro-Trump ad. You just run an ad, pay the extra juice to have it run after her ad, and say, here's the cost. You know, Kamala Harris wants to campaign on the economics, but here's economics under Kamala Harris, and show the price increase in food, the price increase in gas, the price increase in electricity down the line. And you're just going to let the Democrats dominate that ad space with 92 days till the election and all these eyes on the TV? It doesn't even have to be anti-Trump. Don't even mention Trump. Just show all the negative policies from Harris. So I don't get that at all. And this RNC leadership has been a lot better than the previous leadership. We'd all agree with that. But not running ads during the Olympics, big fat failure. Horrible.
To tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high quality supplements, because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up, and it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago, during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had five companies making product for us. Three of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, and we found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you, and we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product, and then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup, and I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we're even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkovich has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy, it attempts to shut us down, and the bad CRO we had here before, who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great, Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Community is to dismantle the black family. So aside from her record as a prosecutor, why don't we ask Mrs. Willie Brown if Kamala Harris cares about black families?
Oh, yeah, that was Michaela Montgomery at Trump's rally in Atlanta this weekend. We're going to hear more from her coming up. But imagine this all over the liberal media today. Here's the headline. What's rattling Trump? I don't know. They're trying to kill him, maybe? But no, not even rattled by that. What's rattling Trump? The size of Kamala Harris's crowds. Is there any lie a liberal won't tell or believe themselves? Nobody. Nobody gets a size like a rally crowd like Donald Trump. Nobody. It's not even close. He went to the same place that Kamala went to in Atlanta and had a bigger crowd. And most of the people in Kamala's crowd were there to see Meg the Stallion, a famous rapper. Donald Trump didn't have any celebrities at his event in Atlanta. Just Donald Trump. And he got a bigger crowd. Don't you love it now? Maybe the momentum for Kamala remains enough to fill an arena. Maybe. Maybe. Only time will tell. I'm not sure it will. But she has had, they've drummed up enough momentum to fill some arenas for her. Give her that. Or they just bring out Meg Thee Stallion to fill the arena. Either way, they've filled an arena. But Trump's crowd was bigger in Atlanta. Just so we're clear on how this happened, they removed a bunch of bleachers in the lower bowl for Kamala's rally so that they could have a bigger stage for Meg Thee Stallion to perform on. And so if you look at the Kamala crowd, you'll see a whole section of bleachers, like a quarter of the bleachers, are pushed into the wall like you might see at a college or high school gymnasium. So they push in the bleachers a couple thousand seats so that they can have a bigger stage for Meg Thee Stallion. The Trump campaign had the full array of bleachers and the entire floor filled. Kamala had the floor mostly shut down and the bleachers shoved in so that Meg Thee Stallion could have its stage to perform on. And then they say, Kamala's crowd sizes are rattling Trump. Talk about projection. You guys are rattled because Trump gets 20,000 at a rally regularly. I mean, I didn't even send the crew the videos because it's just the same thing every time. 5 hours, the morning of Trump's rally in Atlanta. He didn't go on until the evening. The morning of the rally, already 5,000 people lined up for a mile. The morning of the rally. Oh, yes, Kamala's crowds for Meg Thee Stallion. Yes, he's rattled by that, I'm sure. Actually, somebody just gave him a Cybertruck today with a wrap on it from the assassination attempt. Popular streamer Aiden Ross. Yeah, I'm sure when Trump was sitting in his new gifted Cybertruck with his wrap on it, I'm sure he was thinking about how big Kamala Harris's rallies are. He must have been so rattled. And by the way, this was outside of the rally in Atlanta this weekend, Trump's rally, in clip 7, an exchange between a black woman that hates Trump and a black man that supports Trump. This was outside the rally. See if you've seen or heard anything like this before, clip 7.
So you like your kids?
Your question.
So pause it real quick. So this is typical, but let's just go ahead and give you the commentary here. Some black men out there wearing their Trump gear. Black woman stops by to put them in their place. How dare you like Trump? F Trump. And then brings up slavery. And then the man that's just trying to have a conversation with her is like, hey, calm down. Let me just ask you a question. Hey, calm down. Let's just have a conversation. Calm down. And she just continues to scream and then wants to hop back in her car and run away. So typical. So typical. Continue here.
Stay down. Rest of your life. Hey, you can't tell them that, man. You know what the deal is, though? And I'm going to say this live on camera. See, what black people really don't understand, that pedophile, all that transgender going in elementaries, middle schools, see, they like that. That's what they for. See what I'm saying? But when you tell them that, first of all, they don't want to hear it. Then when you tell them, they're like, nah, it ain't like that. Nah, it is like that. See, they miseducated, though. But hey.
Now, do you think the whole Kamala Harris charade is working? One day she's Asian, the next day she's black. Do you think it's working? I think it's working on people that have sold their soul to the Democrats. I think it's working on people that take the check from the Democrats. But the average American, I don't think so. Here's a barbershop where a CBS reporter is asking the clientele there that are all black, asking them how they feel about Kamala. And if this is what they're willing to say on camera, imagine what they are saying off camera. Clip 9.
Is Kamala going to make you a little more likely or less likely to vote
Democrat.
Well, hold on, Ray. Hold on, Ray. Is Kamala black? Yes or no?
I'm going to let her speak on that. But to me, no.
Oh. Is Kamala black? Yes or no?
I share that same view.
Wow. Is Kamala black? Yes or no?
I heard she was. I heard she's half black and half Asian.
When I played that audio on my SiriusXM radio program on Thursday, many callers who self-identified as African-American were quick to tell me that those men were the exception.
Pause it. Oh, I love this. Rick Wilson. Rewind it for a second. I love this. Now, all of a sudden, you guys notice this? Keep this. Put your ears on. Tune your ears to this. Self-identifying blacks now. That's going to be their new word. That's going to be their new word, is self-identifying blacks. So it's not just blacks now. It's not just black American or African Americans. It's self-identifying blacks. So they've had to create an entire new category for this woman. They've had to create an entire new line of propaganda for Kamala Harris because it's blown up so badly in their face. So they can't call her black. They can't call her African American. So now it's self-identifying black. Oh, I love that. Please continue with that. All right, finish the clip here.
When I played that audio on my SiriusXM radio program on Thursday, many callers who self-identified as African-American were quick to tell me that those men were the exception, not the rule.
Oh, I'm sure.
Some described them as low-information voters, no different than you'd find among whites.
Wow. So look, I understand the Democrat Party propaganda works, or they wouldn't do it. I understand the Democrat Party propaganda is prevalent, or they wouldn't do it. I just complained in the last segment. Kamala Harris hasn't even been the Democrat nominee for a week. They're already running her political campaigns during the Olympics. The Trump team has nothing going. They got another week, I suppose, to put something out, but that's all. They got nothing right now. So I get the frustration. I'm just telling you, it ain't working, folks. It ain't working. When you go into a black barbershop or you go downtown Atlanta or even Willie Brown and they're saying, yeah, Kamala ain't black. Stop trying to sell her as black. You're offending me. The propaganda ain't working no matter how many times you pay Meg Thee Stallion to twerk at your rally.
Alex Jones here with a call of action, a call to action for all the patriots out there watching or listening to this transmission. We can't fight the globalists without your support. And I can't think of an organization or group out there other than President Trump that has had more of an effect against the New World Order than this operation. And that's because of the grace of God and your support and our intrepid crew. And I'm asking you now at a critical time going into this election when the enemy is trying to shut everybody down and put everybody in prison, to double down and support the broadcast more than ever, to share the articles, the videos, the links, and to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So, 2.5 years ago, one of our great supporters and sponsors came forward and said, you ought to sell collectible cards with a little ingot of gold in it. These are very, very popular. And I went and looked it up online. It is very, very popular. It's not an investment. It's a collectible. If you want to get gold or silver and get the best prices on it, that's Dr. Kirk Elliott and KEPM.com/gold. Best group out there, highest ratings, amazing prices, the best. This is a collectible and a memento to know you supported the broadcast. Then the bankruptcy started, and the people that came in from the court said, we're not going to keep outside people's products in here in your store. And they kicked them back to the folks, despite the fact we'd already sold out of half of these in just a month. Well, now that I'm back in control of the company, and now that InfoWars itself is not in bankruptcy, I am able to offer these again, and this will help keep us on air. InfoWars has teamed up with one of the nation's leading mints to help you acquire this 24-karat .999 pure gold without paying thousands of dollars an ounce. Stock up on 24-karat .999 pure gold in the most popular size of 1/10 gram, an affordable, sleek card that fits your wallet, drawer, glove compartment, and is easy to travel with. They're amazing cards. It's got original art I came up with. It's got the little bar of gold in there. And it just lets you know that you supported the InfoWar. You'll have a historical memento as a keepsake for yourself, for your family, for your children, and your grandchildren. Because this is a historic fight. And this is a true piece of Americana that we have here. So I'm very, very proud of it. Again, we sold out of half of these a couple years ago. They got put back to the company that paid to have them made. Now that I'm back in control, they shipped them back into our warehouse, and the other half are available right now. I would imagine they'll sell out in a month or so. We've only got a few thousand of these left, and I cannot fund this operation without you doing this. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not telling you to buy this as a gold investment. That's not what this is. It's a little piece of gold in there. This is like on NPR, that still gets taxpayer money. They'll sell a coffee mug that costs them $5 or a baseball cap that costs them $10, and you make a $100 donation, and you get that as a memento that you supported communism and the New World Order. I know you don't want to do that. This costs, I think they told me, more than $10 per card, something like that, $10 or $11. And so the other $80-something dollars will go to fund the operation. We need these funds to continue on in the fight. So get your collectible card, your piece of art, with the little piece of gold in it today, and you will help keep us on air. The decision is yours. This is a limited edition. It's something that people like. It's popular. And it's something that's collectible. But regardless, the real value is knowing you stood up for America at such a critical time that myself and President Trump and others are under such massive, massive, massive levels of attack. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and get the exclusive InfoWars limited edition proprietary 24-karat 999 pure gold collectible. Thank you for your support. Get this collectible now and help keep us on air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
With a wrap on it from the assassination attempt. And this video, this interview he did today with Aiden Ross has already been seen multi-million times. Kamala could never. But, of course not. She can't do any interviews. She's just running for president, and so she doesn't do interviews. She doesn't do debates. There is some breaking news on the debate situation. We'll have that coming up shortly. Now, I got to tell you about a product line at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's InfoWars MD. And there's a whole product line, InfoWars MD, just top quality products, and there's so many different ones. But I just can't help myself but tell you about Good Night Sleep because, man, when you get a good night's sleep, there is just nothing is better. I mean, you feel the difference. You feel the difference. If you're tossing and turning and you can't sleep, you get a couple hours, just the whole day, it just goes by differently than if you have a nice, restful sleep, 6 to 8 hours through the night, deep sleep. You feel rejuvenated. You feel energized. And so that's why I just can't help but talking about Good Night Sleep from InfoWarsMD.com. 25% off. Good Night Sleep, InfoWars MD. But it's not just Good Night Sleep, it's 25% off. It's all InfoWars MD product line that's 25% off. So, Turmeric 95, the great turmeric supplement. So much reviews when it comes to inflammation, joint support, everything else. Turmeric, just an incredible thing, truly amazing. And Turmeric 95, 25% off. So the entire InfoWars MD line. And there's so many great products there, folks. So many high-quality, great products with the InfoWars MD line. 25% off. But I can't help but just, I had a great night's sleep last night. Thanks to Good Night Sleep. at InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off. So nothing like a good night's sleep. I encourage you to try it for yourself. You'll find out. There is nothing like a good night's sleep from InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, by the way, on the election news, this from Donald Trump. I have agreed with Fox News to debate Kamala Harris on Wednesday, September 4th. The debate was previously scheduled against Sleepy Joe Biden on ABC, but has been terminated in that Biden will no longer be a participant. And I am in litigation against ABC Network and George Slapadopoulos, his words, thereby creating a conflict of interest. Yeah. Well, there's always the conflict of interest because all these outlets hate him. The Fox News debate will be held in the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania at a site in an area to be determined. The moderators of this debate will be Brett Baer and Martha McCallum, and the rules will be similar to the rules of my debate with Sleepy Joe, who has been treated horribly by his party, but with a full arena audience. So there you go. And I love this narrative from the Democrat propaganda media. Trump's afraid of debate. Trump's scared to debate Kamala. Trump did a debate in June, and he knocked your candidate out of the race. But yeah, keep telling yourselves he's afraid of debate. Trump's nervous because Kamala Harris rally crowds are so big. His are 10 times bigger. Trump's afraid to debate. He can't debate. Trump just knocked your last candidate out of the race after a debate. There's no lie they won't tell. There's no lie they won't tell, ladies and gentlemen. Josh Shapiro starts disappearing his pro-Israel past to appease the anti-Israel Democrat voter base. So, again, it's now down to Walz and Shapiro. That's what all the headlines are out about today. Either Tim Walz from Minnesota or Josh Shapiro from Pennsylvania. And now Shapiro is denying his pro-Israel past. He's erasing the evidence. He's denying he was ever a volunteer in the IDF. It's probably all lies. So can they appease the anti-Israel left even if Josh Shapiro is the vice presidential candidate? And the move is obviously, well, A, you know, there's a list of checks, boxes you have to check off. So A, is he corrupt? Oh, yeah, he's corrupt. So they got that going for him. But they figure he'll help them in Pennsylvania. That's got to be their measurement here, is that Shapiro will help them win Pennsylvania. Now, you do have to read other things into all these breakdowns, because I don't know why the Democrats are nervous about Pennsylvania, quite frankly. As far as I can tell, the Republicans have done nothing to shore up the vote in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, mostly Philadelphia, to make sure there isn't mass voter fraud that will give the Democrats Pennsylvania. I haven't seen them do anything to avoid that. Have they cleared the voter rolls? Are they going to stop all the mail-in ballots? Are they going to stop illegals from voting? I haven't seen any of that in Pennsylvania. So I don't know. I don't see why they're so nervous about Pennsylvania. But maybe, again, too big to rig, so they go with Shapiro. But certainly that harms their anti-Israel base. So the measurement is, what hurts us more, potentially losing Pennsylvania or potentially losing the anti-Israel left that will not go out and vote for Harris if she has a Jew as a vice president? So her husband's Jewish, her vice president's Jewish. I don't think the anti-Israel, or maybe it's better, I think that you have an anti-Israel right wing. I think it's probably better to say you have just an outright we hate Jews left wing. Probably better to put it that way. But nonetheless, the result is the same. But then in Minnesota, are they really worried about Minnesota? Now there's a huge story coming out. It dropped today, actually. It dropped today from Project Veritas. Progressive Democrats say Muslims used voter fraud to secure power in Michigan. Certified Michigan elections official August Gleeschlag on camera. These guys go door to door and take people's ballots. They bully them and intimidate them. So we'll play a section of this coming up in the next segment. Now, if this applies to Michigan, it probably also applies to Minnesota. But these are just strong arm tactics that the Democrats have been caught using all across the country, including in Texas. They go door to door. They harass you. They bully you. They like to target elderly folks. So they'll go to either poor areas where they don't think people are going to vote, and they basically vote for them. And so a Democrat representative will go to a poor area, an apartment, a project, and they'll go door to door. And they'll say, hey, are you planning on voting? And they'll say, no. They'll say, well, we can do it all right here. I'll do it for you. All you got to do is just vote for the Democrat. Oh, okay. You know, those Republicans are racist. Oh, yeah, okay, I'll vote for the Democrat. So that's one thing. They go to an elderly home. They go door to door to the elderly who just don't know any better. They say, hey, are you going to make it to the polls? Oh, I don't know. I'm awfully old and I don't really pay attention to the politics. Well, well, we can do it right here for you. Here, look, I got your ballot already filled out. All the Democrats, all you got to do is sign it. Bing. So that's what the Democrats do. They've been caught on camera doing this. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's they have been caught on camera. Many have been arrested, including in Texas. But now you've got this new one in Michigan. Okay, well, we'll play the Project Veritas report, and this is obviously in the past has been for Democrats. But again, Kamala Harris, husband, Jewish. Kamala Harris, vice president, Jewish. Do you really think the Muslims are going to get out the vote for Kamala Harris, who's surrounded by Jews? Do you really think they're going to do that? I don't think so. And believe me, these are the conversations that the Democrats are having behind closed doors right now as to whether or not they're going to select Josh Shapiro. 110% do not doubt me on this. And so they're running all kinds of formulas, all kinds of algorithms to try to determine, can they survive without the anti-Jew vote on the left?
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.